out. Now you know that ain't right. Well, he'd better watch out if I meet him tonight. I said, when I get low, oh, I get high. All this hard luck in this town has found me. Nobody knows how trouble goes round and round me. Oh, I'm all alone with no one to pet me. But old rocking chair ain't never gonna get me. Cause when I get low, oh, I get high.
As he attacks, censored.
One sound, and I'll kill you. working on. You should have let me prepare myself for a thing like this.
Never strive to succeed, though in the strife thy heart shall bleed. Strive on, poor soul, thou winter gold, thou winter gold.
Why would you leave, baby?
Enough of that at the joint. There's an audience here.
I give your hips a rest.
My motor never runs down, baby. And besides, you're such a wonderful audience.
We just got out of that last stop and she's still got to go into a routine, huh?
Big deal. You know, it reminds me of a story about two fellas meet each other in the street one day. One fellow said to the other, "Hello there, George, how's your wife?" He said, "Better than nothing." Oh, the wife looks over at the husband and says, "Okay, tonight's tonight." And he races upstairs. And the shower's running. He's even singing in the shower. I'm gonna get some poon tank. Gonna get some poon tank. Gonna get some poon tank tonight. Gonna get the poon tank. Gonna get the poon tank. Gonna get the poon, poon, poon. Oh, is he happy? I don't have to tell you. That's his mating call. Oh, he feels wonderful. He gets out of the shower. He dries himself off. He goes over to his shelf and he takes down the aphrodisia. He's gonna be sexy tonight. Goes into his bottom drawer and takes out the navy blue silk pajama. With the initials on the pocket. And he calls to his mate. Yes, he calls to his mate as every man has called to their mates throughout the centuries. Yeah. And what do you think the oversexed wife is doing? Cleaning the ashtrays, washing the coffee cups. God forbid she should ever dirty house in the morning for the girls. Or if it happens to be the maid's day in, she has to clean the whole house. The maid shouldn't think she's a slob. Then she, in turn, races upstairs.
it's gotta be. Mother said we had to do a few things, might as well get it over with. 2 weeks here, 2 weeks there, don't make a diddly damn bit of difference, I hope. And the shower's running. It's a short shower. She gets out of the shower, dries herself off, takes her perfume and goes. She hops into a nightie, hops into bed, he hops out of bed, takes the chair, puts it against the door, God forbid the kids. Then he makes love to her. He loves her like he don't even know her.
Helpless victim in my castle. Pretty wonderful. How do you like being a prison pawn to your master? Huh? What? You don't know who's playing with you? Well, I'll tell you who is pushing you around, my fragile one. It's the smut peddler. You're spying on me. Everybody is crawling on his hands and feet to try and get one peek of my room. It's the pleasure den of the absurd. It's the pleasure palace of sizzling passions.
Come on in.
And watch a dirty old man in action. I have an open keyhole policy. Oh, I was just putting some sinful pictures from the smut peddlers in our family album.
Motion picture. It is a revealing look into the life of a beautiful bisexual and her constant search for the bizarre, the unique, and the unusual. You will see Babette participate in the initiation rites of the secret society.